What is happening, y'all? And welcome to another episode of Yes, Bro. Oh my God, I know you guys hate me right by now because I'm not being as consistent as I probably should, but you know the spiel, guys. I'm busy. And I'm trying to give you guys quality content, and I have to be in a good fucking mood to do that. And today I'm in an especially good fucking mood because I have a cocktail in my hand. I'm in great company, and I have a charcuterie board right in front of me with some grapes, cheese, crackers, prosciutto, etc., etc. And I'm just like living it for right now. But anyway, I'm hoping this episode finds you in the best place that you have been in a while. And if not, then we're gonna fucking get you there. Because, you know, that's what we do here at Yes, Bro. But anyway, guys, I can't thank you enough for tuning in and for listening consistently. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome, bienvenidos al party. If you're tuning in for the, what episode is this? 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, I don't know which episode this is. But if you're tuning in for whatever teenth episode, thank you for coming back and for listening. I love you for listening, and I love you for tolerating my voice for as many episodes as you have. I also love those of you who have made some sort of financial contribution to the cause. Again, you know, I'm doing this for fun. I'm doing this to entertain y'all. I could be on OnlyFans, you know, posting up videos of me playing with my hole. But really, what is that going to do for the culture? I'm way more than just playing with my hole. I'm more than just a holster. So yeah, guys, you know, if you want to donate to the cause, by all means, feel free to do so. Just check there should be a link in the bio that says, like, tap to donate. You can donate anywhere between, like, 99 cents to, like, I don't know, however the fuck much you're looking to donate. I'll take anything, please. But anyway, guys, so a lot's been going on within these past couple of weeks, and it's all been pretty exciting. See, there we go. That was just with a fucking cracker. I wasn't joking. Sorry, here I am burping up a storm after only having eaten a cracker. I tell myself, do not eat before recording because then you get gassy. But here I am. Oh, fuck, that's good. So, yeah, a lot's been going on within the past couple of weeks. I'm very excited about everything that's been happening. Lots more to come. I'm not going to talk about it because whatever. You'll just wait and see when it finally fucking happens. Just to build a little suspense there. But recently I was in New York. I was visiting a very special lad in my life. You know, just taking in what New York has to offer. Mm-hmm. And while I was out there, by the way, you guys hear a little voice in the background. I'm getting to that. Everyone relax. Calm the fuck down. So, you know, while I was out there, you know, I took advantage. I hadn't been to New York in like maybe 3 years. And in these past 3 years, I've been able to communicate and establish connections with so many different people. And it's fucking awesome. Like, we exchange memes, we tell each other jokes, we FaceTime. Some of you I've seen naked, others I have not. Like, it's wonderful. So I decided to, you know, invite all of these friends, comrades, acquaintances that live in New York. And I was like, hey, come through. Like, I would love to, like, give you a quick hug and a squeeze. You know, let's just get together, have some drinks in the park at the pier, and have a good time. And let me tell you, it was probably one of the most, how do I say this without sounding like over the top dramatic, but it was fucking lit. And it made me realize, I'm like, wow, like, you know, I really do appreciate, you know, the connections that I make with people over, thanks to the internet and thanks to social media. I think that that's such a beautiful thing, the way that social media has been able to expand, you know, our doors and our windows to meeting and interacting with other people. I think that that's such a beautiful thing, especially since, you know, we've been home, stuck at home in quarantine and whatever. It's been difficult to really branch out, just meet people in general and make new connections and make new friends. Even if they are, you know, superficial connections, even if they are just like a hi, bye, oh my God, girl, yeah, let's get together next time you're in town and get fucked up. Or even if it's just you telling me intimate details of, you know, your personal life. I think all of it is beautiful. I welcome it with open arms. And yeah, I highly encourage it, you know, stop being so antisocial on social media. You know who the fuck you are. And just open yourself up to making connections with people you don't know. Like, you know what, your friend in HR, I'm sure she's a great, I'm sure Susan is a great lady. But, you know, there's more to life than being friends with Susan, you know, like, come on. But without further ado, I want to introduce this lovely gentleman that I have here in front of me, who's sipping his little cocktail that I've shaken up for him.
Am I unmuted already?
You're unmuted. Yeah, you have permission to speak right now. So, going back to what I was saying about, you know, my connections and my friends that and everyone that I met while in one of those trips to New York, this lovely gentleman I have here, Mr. Joe Alexander. So I met him on social media, on Instagram, like eons ago. And we've always been like following each other, like commenting, liking, exchanging.
We're going to say Instagram, but I think it's MySpace.
It may have been MySpace. Yep. Yeah. And we're actually meeting for the first time.
First time.
Today.
Years later.
So you guys do the math. So MySpace minus 2021. That's how long it's been.
Have you gone on MySpace recently?
You know what? I did, because I tried looking at like my old pictures and whatnot, and I couldn't. My profile doesn't even pop up. I think it was deleted.
I could find the profile. I just can't log back in.
Oh.
And it's weird, because like I used to do like weird comedy music.
Yeah.
And I had that back then, so I was able to hear some of the songs. But they've changed that format. Like, everything's all different. Remember our top 8?
Oh, yeah. I had a top 40.
Really?
Yeah. I became like an HTML coder, and I was able to plug in a top 40, and I had 40 best friends.
It was the music, it was everything when you got onto our pages.
The flash background,
I love it.
All that shit, yeah.
Yep.
So, I'm gonna allow him to introduce himself. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, guys. I want to almost say welcome to We're Bigots Now, but no, we're on Yes, Bro. Can I just tell you, first of all, I love your intro. You close your eyes and you actually do your whole intro like in the dark to yourself.
Oh my God, I never realized that.
I just noticed that now. And second of all, I always thought your yes, bro was an actual like a sound. Like, I thought you were always pressing the button because it always sounded the same.
Really?
It is so funny. And then right now, no, guys, he does it live.
I do it live. Yes, bro.
It's so funny because I'm like, oh my God, he's always pressing that button. And it's yes, bro, nonstop.
You know, you're very observant for a guest. Are you like a podcaster or something?
I do. I am a podcaster, guys. But yes, I'm a podcaster as well. I do my own show. It's called We're Big Kids Now. And I told Jonathan, you know what? Let's connect. Let's do a show together. What are they doing? It's
a mashup, a collab.
Mashup? Yeah. Mashup. Let's mash up. And we're doing drinks. A charcuterie?
Mm-hmm. Charcuterie. Enunciate charcuterie.
I like the charcuterie because after this drink, that's all I'm sounding out. But yeah, we're basically trying to do a mashup today, bringing up his audience to my audience, and let's see how this goes. I'm excited.
I'm fucking excited. Like, I'm thrilled.
Are you really?
No, legit, I am. I love doing this. And I want to collaborate with more podcasters because in addition to, like, sharing audience, yeah, that's cute and all, but I feel like we hype each other up.
It is totally,
and it's fucking I love it
because your energy is beyond my energy is gonna be beyond too, so I'm like already analyzing everything in this room. I have things to talk about later on, so get ready.
Oh Lord. Okay, well, we're 9 minutes in or we're several minutes in, so let's see where this takes us.
Can I just tell you guys that I wanted to bring food over. He told me no.
No.
He told me no because he has issues. Mm-hmm. Mind you, he started the show already with all his gas.
Yeah,
but I thought it'd be nice, and he didn't want to.
No.
Taco Bell. How do you say no to Taco Bell?
Listen, I don't say no to Taco Bell at 2 in the morning after a night of drinking. But mid-afternoon, when I'm about to record an episode, I'm like, fuck.
One of my first dates with a guy, we went to Taco Bell right after having sex, and that was so funny. Because really? I saw how much he ate, and I was like, wow. Like, you're eating. Like,
you're not. Wait, was he bottoming, or
was he the bottom?
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I know, but I was like, wow, you're not going to keep it decent in front of me at all.
Well, you know what? Kudos to you for not selling out on him, because I would have been pissed.
Well, no, this was already after the fact. Okay. We already did everything. And then we went to Taco Bell afterwards, and then we were like, okay, I'm seeing who you are.
No, I mean, listen, there's nothing better than eating after a good fuck. So I want to say kudos to you on your successful podcast.
Likewise. Right now,
again, it's called
We're Big Kids Now,
which I love the title. But one thing that always stood out to me about you on social media was your fucking voice.
Why?
You need to be reading stories or audiobooks for children or something like that. Because I'm telling you that you fucking have to. And this is the audition tape right now. So whoever the fuck is listening, hire him, okay? Because I remember there was this when Instagram started allowing you to post
videos. Oh my God, yes.
There was this one video clip, and I replayed it in my mind because I replayed it like 1,000 times. I'm like, why is this so magical? You were reading, I think it was like a paragraph or something from like a Dr. Seuss book, like all the places you can go or something like that.
Oh my God.
This was, mind you, this was like 2014 or 2013 or whatever. Ask me how I remember this. That's but crazy. It stuck with me.
I love it. I just love it. I don't know why. I studied, like we were saying earlier, radio production, and I always wanted to be on the radio.
Yeah.
And later on in life, I was like, okay, you know what? Let me get into like doing the videos. Let me do all of that. And I always wanted to be an actor. That didn't happen, obviously. And recently, when this whole pandemic, we started doing the lives. I saw you doing lives as well. And I think that's just, it's in our nature. Like, you always want to be on TV, on the limelight.
Yeah, we want to be in this. We want to be the center of attention, damn it.
And whatever. So then I started thinking, like, let's do podcasting.
Yeah.
And I started jumping into that. And I think it was around the same time that you popped out yours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look at this. It only makes sense.
Look at us now.
I know. Celebrities.
Yes. Hire us, damn it. Sponsorships, damn it.
I'm telling you. You know what you need to do? You need to bring celebrities now. I ventured out into that.
Mm-hmm.
And no lie, it is amazing.
Yeah.
It's fun.
No, I see you've... So what are some of the celebrities? I've seen them. I can't name them all, but...
It's lots of work. You have to email and email and email, and hopefully someone's going to respond back. So I can tell you, I've sent out hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah.
I got Nigel Barker from America's Next Top Model.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. I got the lady from E.T., the mother, Dee Wallace.
Oh, okay.
Love her. She is a filthy mouth, but I love her.
Like, I love a filthy mouth.
She is amazing. She probably do really good on the show. And I have a couple of them that I'm working that are kind of like the influencers and the bloggers that are all hyped up. But you know what? Like, I think it's just once you get into that crowd, they, like how you were saying, you feel more hyped. You feel like you love doing what you're doing now.
Yeah.
And it's like, it makes sense. It's like, yeah, you know what? This is where I should be.
Yeah.
Let's quit our jobs.
Yeah.
Quit it.
No, legit, because you're working with people who support, respect, and understand the hustle. And I think that, you know, I always read this on like those corny captions on Instagram, like surround yourself around people who have the same goals as you, or hang around who you are and I'll tell you who you are, like those stupid things. But it's so true. You know, when you're around people who influence you, no matter where you stand, who value your talent, and you know, who can provide you with that constructive feedback or can give you like tips and tricks so that, you know, you're operating your operation more efficiently or whatever. I think that's great. And one thing that I love ever since I've started podcasting, I don't know about you, but so many people have told me like, hey, I'm thinking of starting a podcast.
Yep.
And the one thing I tell them all is fucking do it.
Just go. Like, you have to run hard. It's so funny. It's because like once you, we had chatted about that a while ago. I'm like, I go, once you start, you just have to keep going.
Yeah.
It ends up being almost like a 24/7 job. Yes, it is on the side, but you know what? The satisfaction that you get out of doing this, putting your voice out there, getting the thoughts and the ideas that you guys have conversations with, and what we could go into rants, I'm telling you.
I just want to say that anyone out there that's like looking to start a podcast, please like reach out to either Joe or myself.
But yes, can I talk to you about your movies?
Okay, so a little something about the Yas Bro studio right now. Right now we have...
No, we don't need to explain. No. We don't explain.
No, but I want to give like some context into what's going on in here. So
everyone, close your eyes.
I'm in the spare bedroom. I have white walls. Okay. And there's like a little wall closet. In one corner, I have this little distressed wooden trunk with a dried branch stuck in a ceramic vase in gradients of blue.
With a cat mug.
Yeah, with a cat. Okay, we're not painting the best picture right now.
Right?
So, okay, whatever. Anyway, I have this little shelf that has a bunch of fucking old magazines and books and whatnot. And then I have a VHS collection.
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead.
So, no lie, I'm looking at your movies. That took me down to memory lane.
Really?
Like, all those movies there are almost all my favorite movies that I watched when I was a kid.
No fucking way. I don't even know what I have out there. Let me put my glasses on.
Hold Obviously,
on.
You got Toy Story. Because you're almost like you're like the older generation, I guess. I was more before that, but I still grew up with those.
Yeah.
You have Free Willy. Did you like all Free Willys?
We're going to get into Free Willy later.
You have Free Willy.
But since we're on the subject, go ahead.
The Princess Diaries.
Of course, yeah.
You've got Lion King, obviously one of my favorite movies. Did you like the animated, the live action one?
We're not talking about that. As a Beyonce fan, I am not talking about that.
But did you like it? Did you like the animation of it? Did you like the movie?
No.
All right, next.
It was just so weird, and I'll tell you why.
It was weird. I can't see Beyonce as a fucking tiger.
She was a lioness.
A lioness, but either way, she didn't change her voice.
But do you know how much preparation she had to do for that role? Okay. She had her spinal column reconstructed. Okay. She took hormone pills to grow all that extra fur. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. She did, yes. And she underwent facial reconstruction so that she could look more like a lioness. All right.
I didn't like it.
No, let me tell you something. There were a couple of lines that she said in the movie that I was just like, ew. Like, she goes, "Are you with me, lions?"
Yeah, and
I was
like, no, girl. No, formation, calm down.
That's no, like, this is not.
It's okay, not happening. But that's what I was saying. I think it became more her, mm-hmm. like more Beyonce in that lioness.
Yeah.
It wasn't, Nala?
Nala, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't mm-hmm. Nala.
Yeah.
I didn't see Nala.
No, it wasn't Nala, no. I saw what they were going for. They needed someone with like big, you know,
like following. Fantasia.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love her. We need more of her. 101 Dalmatians.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
The live action with Glenn Close.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Love, love, love. She is the best Cruella.
Yes.
Now
leading. The only Cruella. I'm sorry. I was going to say,
the only. Now mm-hmm. leading into what we're seeing now. Do you like the new Cruella?
So I've seen clips of it, and I don't want to shut it down because I love Emma Stone, but I can't really say that, like, I'm too excited to see it just because I'm so married to, like, that wicked image of Cruella de Vil.
We fell in love with her. It was like...
We did. But then this is, like, the young Cruella de Vil.
Yes.
So we have to keep our minds open to that, I feel.
But it goes back to thinking... And I don't want to go into this tangent right now. Mm-hmm. But it goes back to thinking, like, did you like when they did Maleficent? Did you like her version? Did you like the Angelina Jolie of seeing how she was and it became the nice version of Maleficent?
Okay, so the first Maleficent movie, loved. Great. Gorgina, yes. Absolute stunning. Perfect. Angelina Jolie, wow. Like, honey, you killed it. Second, but then in the second, I was just like, yeah. I'm not trying to see this nice part of Maleficent. Like, I get we're trying to give her that, like, human factor. And when I was like, no.
Yeah, no. I wasn't feeling it. You know what? Now I'm going to jump into, why do we have a fixation with Disney? And when I say we, mm-hmm. I feel like the gay culture. Is that right? Can I say that?
Absolutely. Go ahead and say
gay
it.
Gay culture?
Yeah, please. Please, please. By all means, yeah. I'm gay. But it's okay for me to say. It's okay. We're gay. It's okay for us to say.
And I know
it.
We're going to go into all our other topics, but this one I thought about the other day and I wanted to bring this up with mm-hmm. the whole Disney fixation, because I don't know if you've ever talked on your shows about these.
No, I haven't spoken about Disney fixation.
But, I think it's weird. Uh-huh. Don't we have a fixation of like on Disney? Like it's like a gay thing for us that we all love it, or maybe it's like a majority of us do love it. Like, do you love Disney or no?
Not like, oh my god, like I'm going to Disney every fucking weekend because I have an annual pass.
Okay, all right.
Like, I know some people that do, and no shame to them. Like, you know, by all means, invest your coins and your time and energy in going there. Like, I'd rather invest my time, money, and effort into experiencing Tulum. A new city, or going to Tulum, or going to New Orleans, or going to New York, or going to Boston, like, and seeing a real fucking city, something that wasn't like created to make me spend money. Like, I want to get immersed in an experience. Like, I've already done Disney. I'm not looking to do that every weekend. Like, I know some people do.
And you don't love the rides? Like, you don't love...
I did them once, and that's it. I don't need to do that shit again. Even for the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, I'm a huge Harry Potter nerd. I love Harry Potter. And what upsets me the most is that every time I've gone to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in Universal Islands of Adventure, is that I've gone with people who are not fans. So they don't get to appreciate...
They're wanting to get out. That's it. Let's go.
They're just like, all right, we're in Harry Potter world. And I'm like, don't call it that. It's the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, goddammit.
There's so many secrets all around.
I know, and everyone's just like, all right, we're walking through. Okay, let's go ride the next ride in the opposite. Let's go back to Popeye. And I'm like, fuck you. No, like,
I want... Did you do the wand with all your clues all around?
I did, but again, I was with people who did not have the patience. So they're just like, this is stupid. Let's keep walking. I'm like, fuck you. I have to go back to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and experience it with...
Just go by yourself.
With a Potter nerd. Or I just need to go by myself, yeah. But with Disney, I do see that a lot of gays they're so fixated on it. I don't know if it's because of the fantasy or the happiness that it gives them, or the nostalgia that they're holding on to. It could be one of many things.
I think they've painted it right. They've always said, obviously, it's the happiest place in the world.
Yeah.
So obviously you think, okay, let's go over there. And I think it brings everyone together. And there's always been that hope. There's always been, obviously, your characters in these Disney princesses have always been the misfits. Like, it's always been the people who don't fit in. And we feel that way. All right. I would say, me personally, I would say, yeah, that's what we could relate to.
Yeah.
And I think it's just that fascination of the magicalness, the mystical. It's like, it seems fun and happy.
Yeah, you know what else is fun and mystical and happy? Going to the club, getting fucked up, and making out with a hot guy.
Yeah, we're going
to... That you're never going
to
see again.
Go to Disney or go to the manor.
Let's go to the manor! Yes! And then we'll go to the Eagle afterward.
We'll go see Gaston.
Ooh, yeah. Let's go see a real-life Gaston. Like, come on.
That's true.
Let's find ourselves a real... I found a Prince Eric. But let's go...
Where's your Prince Eric?
He lives in New York.
Ooh, yeah, look at
shout out to yeah, that explains my frequent trips to New York. But yeah, shout out to
Prince Eric.
Yeah, shout out to, he knows who he is. Even though
I love that you're blushing right now.
Blushing. But you know what's funny? I was talking to him about this the other day. We were FaceTiming, and then his hair kind of fell a certain way.
Well,
and I was like,
long hair?
He has longish hair. Like he like quaffs
like
it.
Like he could swoof it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got it.
So then he had his hair that fell a certain way, and I was like, oh, I really like the way your hair looks right now. He goes, it's always like this. And I'm like, no, but it's like sitting on your forehead just right. Like, you look like a Disney prince. And he goes, like Prince Eric. Some guy told me that once. And I was like, I knew not to say Prince Eric because I'm not fucking basic. And yeah. I'm not going to use the same compliment that some other motherfucker used on you.
Oh, you're
and,
feeling it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That got real dark, guys. I felt like I saw the frames on the wall shake.
My VHS collection was shaking.
No lie. It's like the boy. Remember the boy from Boy Meets World? The kid with the long hair? I forgot his name. The brother. No, or
not
the friend.
Minkus. Oh, no. Corey. No.
Corey's friend.
Yeah.
The bad guy.
Yeah.
The badass one. Yeah. Like his hair. I always wanted his hair when I was growing up.
Same.
I love long hair.
My hair is just like really wavy. So I don't get that.
You got rough hair.
Fact. Yeah. It kind of just like. And I have cowlicks all over, or swirls, whatever the fuck you call them, all over the place.
We're
going
to go with cowlicks.
But since we're on the subject, this spring, I wanted to play a game with you.
Oh, go.
It's a I loved it from my childhood. Okay, it's called Cocaine or Dildo.
Okay. Mom, cover your ears.
So in light of...
Wow, all
right. It was my favorite game during my childhood, right
the
after
frames,
telephone.
The frame started shaking again, guys.
No, I'm kidding. So in light of...
Oh man, go.
In light of our special guest today or this mashup episode, we're calling this game, fuck, what was I gonna call it? Shit.
Close your eyes. That's where all the magic happens.
All right, we're calling this game, we're big kids now, but that's fucked up.
Okay, got
so,
it.
So, I don't have any cool intro sounds to
That's fucked up.
So, things from our childhood that we loved, but now we see as adults and we're like, that's fucked up. I feel like Disney's one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they paint the picture that like you fall this in love true. Instantly yeah. and blah, blah, blah. And there are so many people that hold on to that. And I've seen so many marriages of among people my age fail because like they allow themselves.
They thought they were going to be that prince and princess.
Yeah. And they're already on their second divorce.
I think it's true. No, literally they have always painted. It's a happy ending. Mm-hmm. We always have hope.
Yeah.
We always feel like that's what's going to happen, but it's not true. They always show there's one parent dying. One, you're always without a parent there. And then all of a sudden that, you know what? It always happens in essence in how you want it. No, yeah. I want to see one that's not going to happen. Yeah. I want to see one fail.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what I'm waiting for a lot of these movies. And even, like, in regular movies beyond Disney. Like, they never just show you what you're really, truly expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Handmaid's Tale? I'm sorry, I'm throwing it off another tangent right now. Handmaid's Tale? I hope she dies.
Like you hope June
yes,
dies?
I hope she dies because I want it to be bad. She's done so much and she's going to survive? It's not true. It's not real.
No, at least make her a vegetable. Put her in hospice care or whatever.
In a glass case, everyone come visit her.
And then they hail her as a saint. You know, I don't know. Did we just write the ending?
Totally, right now. I don't know. Like, I've always thought that way. And I think Disney has always done that. Disney's always painted you. It's always going to work out. It doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's a fucking game. Relationships are a game. Like, we have to keep thinking about, like, how we're going to mess with the other guy for him to believe what we're wanting to believe. Like, I don't know. This is all personal thing going on.
Wow. Care to tell us more?
No, I love my life.
Okay, all right.
But yes, Disney could be one of them. I think another thing, well, I don't know, because, like, what I was going to bring up was something that I thought, that I saw when I was young and thought, differently older later on was so I saw the movie Mask. Do you remember the movie
the
with
Mask
Cher? With Cher.
No.
You're going Jim Carrey.
No, I didn't even know Cher was in a movie called Mask.
Really? She hasn't
Remember,
only,
I'm younger than you. I'm
know,
only
but
21.
She hasn't only done Burlesque.
Well, she's done Burlesque. She's done Mamma Mia. She's done Moonlight. She's done...
Keep going back. Keep going back. It's called Mask.
Okay.
It was with her son that had a deformity.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember that? Like,
no.
That, okay, so her son had a skull deformity.
Oh, okay.
And it was always him trying to fit into life, and it was so hard, and whatever. It was difficult. Mm-hmm. So me seeing that young,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you the opposite way. Me seeing it young, I thought that was fucked up.
Okay.
Me getting older, I was like, oh, I understand now.
Oh, okay.
It was him trying to get in, like, he wanted to be fit, he wanted to be loved.
Right.
And it was so difficult, and Everyone bullied him, they picked on him, and it's like, you see it now, and I think that's what this world is about. I'm sorry, guys, I'm gonna get serious again. But I think we judge too much. Yeah. I think we bully, I think we do all this because it's not what we want to believe. We right. want our picture, and that's it.
Yeah.
We don't see other people's opinions.
So, it's funny because, related but unrelated, so I've been going to New York a lot more frequently, and I realized the way that people live their lives out there. Like, people walk out in the street dressed however the hell they want. No one bats an eye. No one, you know, even looks in their direction. And if they happen to gaze over in a certain direction and they see something that looks like inappropriate, disturbing, whatever, people just like, all right, whatever, let me keep on walking and mind my business. It's New York for you. Here in Miami, that's not really the case. In Miami, it's more about like, oh my God, did you see that guy walking around with a crop top? Oh my God, someone send him home, someone get him clothed, someone da, 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 da. And it's just like, in New York, you don't get that. You see a guy walking in a crop top every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like that whole image that people project onto people, it's brought on by, you know, our backgrounds and our upbringings and, you know, people who are not used to seeing these certain things. And then, I mean, I hate to get serious.
Well, no, but I agree. And I think it's like, do you even think about it? Like, okay, travel all of the US. Can you say New York could also be like LA? LA, you would expect it.
Yeah.
You okay. Mm-hmm. Go to Texas. Texas now frowned upon.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think it's those cultures that have not, I guess, want to develop or want to see otherwise differently. Mm-hmm. And it's all about like, this is the way we live.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, get out.
Right.
And that's the mentality.
Yeah.
Because Florida is superficial.
Yeah.
Miami especially.
Oh, absolutely.
Beyond. Yeah. I hate Miami, and everyone knows that who listens to me. Like,
really?
I hate Miami. I can't stand Miami. So, obviously, okay, let's say I moved up a little bit, like how I'm at in Hollandale.
Uh-huh.
I love Hollandale.
Yeah.
Total different culture with people.
Yeah.
It's different than down south in Miami.
Yeah.
The Miami people, just they live in this life of, it's that image. It's an image that I need to perceive, because if I don't, you're not going to like me. Or
right.
if I don't have the likes, you're not going to like my page. Yeah. Like, it's all that mentality where they're sick in the head.
Right.
Like, it's weird.
No, and it's funny because I was listening to the radio. Yes, I still listen to the radio every now and then because, you know, I'm kind of a marketer, I'd like to say. And I like to hear what's going on in terms of like ads and songs and whatnot.
Like an FM radio or Sirius?
FM radio.
Ooh, wow. Yeah.
Vintage, I know.
So old of you.
I know. So the other day I was listening to Spanish radio, and this was around the time that Bad Bunny was in Miami, and he was walking around wearing a crop top. And of course, conservative Spanish media saw this as like, oh my God, this is so disturbing. What is this man doing showing his midriff or whatever, exposing his midriff, blah, 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 blah. And the commentary or the things that were being said about Bad Bunny, like, first of all, Bad Bunny, we know that he does edgy
everything.
Shit
yeah,
all the time.
Yep.
So we can't be surprised when he does things like this. Secondly, men have been wearing crop tops since like,
weren't they the first? I think they were the first ones.
Yes. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember vividly seeing movies in the 80s where, you know, if there was like some sort of like fitness, you know, scene in a movie or in a show or whatever, you would see men wearing crop tops. So, you know, the crop top is not a new construct, or it's not a new thing that was just like pulled out of thin air. This has been in existence for like ever, but for some reason people feel like they need to criticize and be like, oh, that's, it makes you less of a man if you're wearing a crop top, it makes you gay if you're wearing a crop top, when that really isn't the case. It's just a fucking garment.
We should have been. It's the same thing how Harry Styles and a lot of these celebrities are saying, you know what, they're killing the masculinity, like they're basically putting that edge out, because I agree. I think it's like we have a certain way, and you tell me if I'm wrong. In your mental state, when you get dressed, I feel like sometimes, you know what? I look at a woman, I'm like, fuck, like, yeah, you know what? Women have this flexibility of being able to wear a 100%, lot more than what guys can. And if a guy does it, now a guy's judged, and now a guy's perceived as, that's gay.
Right.
Like, it's literally like, I see a girl in a maybe a solid kimono. I probably want to wear a kimono.
Yeah, why the fuck not?
But then you don't do it because it's like, but what are people going to think? And
right.
It's all this whole judgment.
Yeah.
So I think beyond that, it's to think of, we've all put these perspectives, we've put these boundaries and these blocks that we're creating ourselves. And if it was to just live freely, to just say, hey, you know what? Just live your life and don't judge. I wish we can do that, but nobody could.
Yeah, I really wish people could do more of that, because people are just so caught up in like not accepting things that are unfamiliar to them or that are not familiar to them.
Is it also that we're never satisfied? Because what I'm going to bring up now is, look at the gay flag.
Okay, go on.
The gay flag keeps changing. Uh-huh. Why do we keep changing the gay flag?
And I know that this is going to ruffle up some feathers. Of course,
and I agree, everyone. You guys could agree to disagree, but yeah. I just like.
And I'm always open to hearing more opinions. Please don't feel like this is something that's being set in stone. You know, I'm always open, and we're always open to learning more from other people. I mean, of course, I've done my reading. I've done my – and I think we all have. But at the end of the day, even after conducting all kinds of research and our readings and whatnot, we still are able to formulate our own opinions. And that's the other thing. We have to be able to formulate our own opinions and not feel like, oh, God, we're going to be chastised for it. You know, yes, there are many ways of thinking, but – go on.
I think thinking about the flag, we've changed so much about that flag to say that some people say that they don't feel included.
Mm-hmm.
But if we think about it from the beginning, they were always including us.
Yes.
All of us.
Yeah.
That the gay flag or the LGBTQ plus, we've all been included no matter what. But I feel like it's something about satisfaction and us saying that we're never going to be happy because everybody wants their little 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
I want to say that, you know what? No, it needs this now.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't agree.
Yeah.
I don't agree because from the beginning, it's always been they're trying to make equality.
Yeah.
Our rainbow flag was everybody included.
That's what – that I was under that impression. That's, I mean, unless
– it never said no trans. It never said no blacks, no nothing. Like, it's just we're all one. And I think that's what it meant. And I think that's what it stood for.
Yeah.
But now everyone to say, well, no, it doesn't mean this. And we need to add this one. I don't agree.
I mean – when I saw that all these other colors were being added to the flag, I mean, listen, I'm going to be honest right here. I think the rainbow flag is tacky as shit. And this is...
it's just a rainbow.
It's just a fucking rainbow. With your six basic colors, okay, the ones that you find in your traditional crayon
is
box.
Is it Roy G. Biv?
No, it's not.
Roy G. Biv.
It's Roy G. Biv.
Can you say it? What's all... each
it's
one?
It's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet.
Yeah.
it's your basic colors.
I was just trying to test you.
I went to art school. I'm in debt for $60,000. If anyone wants to help me pay that off, like, yeah.
Guys, start supporting. Press donate.
please.
It's not for the podcast. Yeah. It's for school.
I'm listening to Big Daddy Joe to forgive these student loans, but that's not happening. So, I happen to think that the rainbow flag is tacky. I'll wear it.
Tacky now or tacky before?
I think it's always been fucking tacky.
Just because of the rainbow.
You won't catch me wearing that shit. Like, but I see that.
But why? Because it signifies who you are?
Oh, no. I'm very proud of who I am. I have a rainbow flag on my car.
So you know? Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On my dashboard. Yeah. So like if I'm driving and you're really looking closely, you'll see, you know, a little rainbow flag there. But that's just like a little badge of thing. But I wouldn't necessarily like walk around wearing it. I have over the years, every time I've, you know, been going to like a pride festival, depending on my mood that year, I'm like, okay, I'll buy, you know, a rainbow t-shirt and I'll just cut off the sleeves and I'll walk around looking like a little slut wearing little booty shorts. Or I'll buy some rainbow socks. Like H&M had some really cute rainbow socks. I think every homosexual has them with the six, you know, main colors. Yeah, I'm cool with those things, but like I don't really care about the rainbow that much. And I understand what it's signifies and what it stands for. I've always felt that it was inclusive to begin with. So when I saw that more colors were and stripes were being added to it, I'm like, wait, but like, isn't this what it stood for in the beginning? And isn't this the same symbol and the same flag that's been carried throughout all of these marches and throughout all of these things throughout the years?
From day one, like we should have never changed it.
You didn't have
a side triangle. You saw the new side triangle.
Yeah, and I think it just throws off the thing. Like, I think that the colors that the trans flag represents, like, I think they're beautiful. I love those colors together. I think it could have just been like a standalone thing. I don't feel like it had to be incorporated into the rainbow flag because I felt that the rainbow flag was inclusive to begin with.
Well, just because from day one, when we started these marches, when we started to say that we wanted equality, the same people right now finding to have these other new colors on the flag were there from day one.
Yeah.
They were there on day one when we were saying to make this flag.
Yeah.
So why now all of a sudden years later, we need new bands.
Yeah.
One of them was like For the Living and the Dead or something like that?
I don't know.
It's like there's like a black and brown or like a tan color now added in there. I don't know. I think it's too much. And I'm going to ruffle feathers right now a little bit. But I'm the gay that may not like being gay, I think.
Oh.
Ooh, you see that?
Oh, God. Okay.
It's a little weird. It's different. Uh-huh. Like, I always grew up not liking it because of what was perceived. The way I was brought up with parents, everybody, it was always frowned upon. Obviously, uh-huh. It was not good.
Yeah.
And I was mentally thought, okay, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
So I think I've never been the one to really try to show it. You see me in the streets, you'll probably know because of my walk. I hate my walk, and I've always been called out on it. And I've always...
Why, you have a...
There's a sway in my hips.
You have a sway. she's a lady.
I hate it. I hate it big time because I've always told all my friends, I'm like, what gives off that I'm gay? And they're like, it's your walk. Your walk really gives it off. I'm like, I go, really? They're like, yeah. So there was that one time when I used to work in a mall, at Dalian Mall. There was a bunch of mirrors on the side going out to the parking lot. And I would always walk and leave that mall by looking at myself in the mirror and trying to change that walk.
Oh.
And I hated it because I always wanted to kind of fit in because that's what people wanted.
Yeah.
And I think I grew up being where I don't like the ones who use the gay card to an extreme.
Right.
I think there's certain people that say, okay, when I come out gay, now it's a whole 180 of a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where I always had conflicts with because who you were growing up is the same person you are today.
Mm-hmm.
I agree where that's me. Like I was the same charismatic person no matter what. And I always told my parents when I came out, it was 2 years. I'm not talking to my family because they all disowned. They did not like everything.
Mm.
And it was rough because I'm a family person.
Mm-hmm.
And I told everybody like, me coming out is just you now knowing who maybe basically I sleep with, but it's the same Joe.
Right.
Like nothing's changed. So that perception of what's everyone going to think? No one's going to fucking think anything because I'm not going to come out with a purse now and I'm not going to come out with like frou-frous like on my hips or something.
Yeah,
you're going to notice my walk a little more now. Like now it makes sense.
We're going to get you Shakira's skirt from one of her Hips Don't Lie performances.
Trust me, my hips don't lie. But it's a thing that I was brought up with where I felt like I think that's the perception of if we kept to our core values of everything from the beginning, mm-hmm. you don't need to change.
Right.
Just keep to who you were and no matter what. And yeah, I get maybe some people fight their inner demons or mm-hmm. things of they couldn't freely be who they were.
Yeah.
And that I understand. But I just think some people take that card and mm-hmm. they run wild with it.
I think that, and I mean, I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a therapist.
Judge me. Don't tell me.
No, there's no judgment here on my behalf. I mean, I know so many people like that, you know, at least when I came out or before I came out, I felt the same way about myself. And I think I spoke about this at some other point in some other episode.
Maybe. Well, I guess on your last episode, when you talked about like your first boyfriend.
Oh yeah. Like, yeah.
Guys,
there you go.
You guys hid so much.
Yeah.
Why did you hide so much?
Yeah.
Cause it wasn't norm.
It wasn't norm, which by the way, you know, a lot of people, when I posted on Instagram, a lot of my former classmates were like, oh my God, we're so sad that you had to hide it, blah, blah, blah. But I love that. And I thank every single person who, you know, who said that and, you know, who gave their words of encouragement, but it was a totally different time. And you know,
I love the comments. Everybody's comments. Oh, yeah, like, oh my God, we would have been there for you. Like,
oh my God, I had no idea. Yeah. Best kept secret. Blah blah. Blah. I live for all of those things. But I mean, in all honesty, it was so much more complex than that. You know, it was beyond, you know, what happened in the walls of high school. It was what happened at home, and the things that we were conditioned to believe that were wrong or that were not right. But you said something, you know, like earlier, where you know you feel like people, they come out and, you know, they're just riding this like pride wave. And I, by all means, I encourage it 100%. Yeah. But I don't think that that's just limited to, you know, to coming out. I feel like there are people who, this is going to sound terrible. I feel like there are people all around, and this applies to, you know, all spectrums that revolve around any personal interests. There are some people who make CrossFit their personality. Yep. There are some people who make, you know, beer their personality. There are some people who make having a beard a personality. There are some people who make, you know, dieting and going to the gym a personality. There are some people who make Disney a personality.
Or podcasting.
Or podcasting a personality.
There's an image for it all.
And there are some people who are just like, yeah, you know what, this is a part of me, but it's not me entirely. Like, yes, I'm gay, but in addition to being gay, I'm also all of these other things. And my thoughts and my words do not revolve around the next time I get to remind people that I'm gay.
Yeah.
You know, so I think a lot of people suffer from that syndrome. And I don't know if it's a personality trait or a lack of a personality where people think like, oh my, like people, RuPaul is a yep. personality where people are like, oh my God, yes. And they live for drag culture and whatnot. And that's fine. You know, there are some people who, you know, they rely on these things to
make them feel comfortable.
Make them feel comfortable. And I think that that's a beautiful thing. But my challenge to anyone who finds themselves in these situations is like, broaden your personality.
Yes.
Find other things that make you tick.
Well, because like even if you think about like when you, what was the episode that you talked about with your, with, was it your hair, your barbers?
With my barbers, yeah.
So they were straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they feel like they're so comfortable with you.
Yeah.
And I think it's that same culture where there's more mental states that we need like that.
Yeah.
To think that, yes, you're just like you and I.
Yeah.
You have totally different opinions. Mm-hmm. We could almost say it's like another political party.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I totally get it. Totally yeah. different what you may think or what you may like. But you know what? I can have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
I can hang out with you because I'm telling you the truth. I think almost all my friends have always been straight.
Yeah.
I haven't had gay friends to the extreme because when I used to be in the gay culture, basically one of these clubs.
Discoteca.
So yeah, one of the clubs.
Or Mecca.
Let's reverse that.
Or Coliseum. You're old enough for Coliseum.
Yeah. I am. But so one of these clubs, basically, uh-huh. I felt like always gay guys always tempted and teased to try to break up relationships because they weren't happy that they weren't in one.
Okay.
And they would do that to see how much they can really, I guess, mess with someone.
Uh-huh.
And I think I hated that even more because yeah. I saw that around me. Uh-huh. So when I worked there, I did what I did to work there. And when I got out of it, I probably have never gone to another gay club in a while because I used to work at Pulse years oh, okay. ago. Uh-huh. I used to be a shot boy.
A shot boy? Oh, yeah. Look at you. Yeah. Well, pour us some shots.
No, we need more. So I used to do that, but in the sense of, I think there was always people in those cultures that I felt like it was always bad vibes.
Yeah.
And that's why I kept myself away from it. Mm-hmm. And like I would say, I'm not in the scene.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the scene because of that reason.
Yeah.
Because certain gay guys that they would just mess around and I hated it.
Yeah.
But nowadays it's more of like, if you knew me, you knew me and we still kept in contact.
Right.
But a lot of the friends that I have are straight friends or the gay friends that I've had for years that know my mental state in the sense of, I agree with all of you guys. I understand and I love you all, but I don't like those who mess. I don't like those right. who intervene.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And there's a lot that do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you mentioned or you made the whole reference to my barbers, for example, because, you know, that's the sole purpose of why I started this podcast. You know, my mission here is to bridge the gap between the gay and the straight community.
Things resonate. I'm telling you.
Like,
what you've been bringing out is good. And that's what I do
that.
Like.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're doing awesome.
And that's my goal here. You know, like I really want to bridge the gap. And, you know, unfortunately, going back to what we were saying about, you know, the way that people dress and how it's perceived in certain regions of the country. And because people are not always receptive to things that are unfamiliar to them. The same thing applies to people of different social circles. We experienced that in middle school. We experienced that in high school. Things don't change beyond that.
You had your cliques, everybody.
You had your cliques and you have your people who gravitate towards, you know, things that are familiar to them and where they feel most comfortable. With my barbers, for example, I'm cool as hell with them because they're just like, yo, like you don't. And this is going to sound terrible. Like,
you don't overstep.
I don't overstep. Yeah. I know my boundaries. You know, they know that I can fag out and I can queer out because they see it on social media. They see it, you know, they've seen it in person. They've seen it live and whatnot. But when we were establishing our relationships, I didn't show any of that. Not because I felt like I need to hide any of it. Like, they knew that I was gay. Well, my main barber knew that I was gay. But like, I wasn't like trying to sleep with him. I wasn't trying to hit on him. Like, I wasn't like,
but there's the
moving my knee side to yeah. side to play with his balls while his balls were resting on my knee.
No, but there's the joking, like, if you did it, then they'd understand where you're coming from because you're joking
yeah.
with them.
Yeah.
So a lot of my straight friends, like, yeah, I'll sometimes be like, oh my God, you're so good looking. And like, they would blush, but then they'd be like, okay, Joe, calm down. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, there's those little areas that you can do because you've set the boundaries and they know your character.
Yeah.
And I think it's just some of these people, when they start these friendships, they don't start it in the right, like, in the right manner.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So it's weird. It's, I don't know. I think there's so many pockets in the gay culture.
There are.
There's so many different, like, like how we said, there's cliques. There's all these certain cliques that where people mesh or some certain people don't mesh. Mm-hmm. And maybe, yes, I have friends that do drag and all that stuff. But do I love it? I don't maybe love it.
Yeah.
But I love their character. I love exactly what they do. And I could bring them around my mom now. And my mom was like, oh, my God, I love them. Like,
yeah.
So there's
that's
things.
Great.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm telling you, like, now the change of where my parents are from where they were in the beginning to today.
Yeah.
Totally different. And, like, we travel with my boyfriend, everything. Like, it's like they live for my partner.
So I love that. I love that.
I would have never expected it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love to see it. We love to see it, damn it.
Yes, bro.
Yes, bro.
You do it more yes. Is it yes?
Yes. It's like yes. Bro. It has to be a little, like, masculine, like, raspy, yeah, like, in the back of the throat. Like, yeah, like, smoker. Like, I have a stoma.
It's those commercials.
I have a stoma because I've been smoking for the past 30 years.
Liar.
Tobacco told me that.
I will be beautiful. This is getting dark again.
I used to be a model. Stop smoking. Yes, bro.
That's what they told me because of this bronchitis. They stop smoking.
Oh, God. No, but you also said something that I wanted to respond to earlier about, like, the gay culture and in the clubs and whatnot. You take note of, like, the cliques and whatnot.
Yep.
And, you know, it still holds true to this day. You have your gays who, like, their sole premise is, like, just to sleep around. You have some gays that they make friends because they're just trying to sleep with the next person. You know, you have your friend. And this is why I value and I cherish my group of friends so much, because, you know, we all treat each other as family and we all respect each other as family.
But, you know, I'm going to intervene there. Yeah. Now, do you guys, because this is what I've always battled with certain people and I always bring up this conversation.
Yeah.
Are you guys open to making new friends, and how guarded are you when you make new friends?
So that's a great question. I'm so glad you asked. We're actually very inclusive, and we're always like, oh, hey, so-and-so, like, yeah, come around, bring them around. You know, we're very much like that. You know, and if we can expand, like, our, I don't want to say empire, but if we can expand, you know, our group of friends, you know, of course, you know, that'd be great. You know,
because I know certain people that won't, and they just stay with their clique, and that is it.
Yeah, I've seen that too a bunch of times. But with my group of friends, like, it just depends, you know, if your vibe meshes well with ours.
Yep.
And, you know, the energy is there, and we see that, you know, you reciprocate the energy that we're giving you. You don't show up to the function empty-handed. You don't show up to the, you know, to the, like, when we're out, you buy drinks, and we see that there's a reciprocal of, like, energy there. You know what? We can fuck with you. Bring them around. They were fucking awesome. Same. Let's exchange Instagrams. Same, blah, 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 blah. And I think that a lot of people have forgotten how to maintain friendships and how to even establish friendships.
I think it's hard for them to even make friends. I think it's... Yeah. Some people don't see it anymore because they, and I brought this up in one of my episodes, where they always feel like there's an intention.
Yeah.
Like, if you're trying to be friends with me, why? Like, what is it?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think there's so much of that state to where you got to let that guard down and just more of that networking. Because you said it with the whole thing about, like, you know, podcasting, traveling, being able to meet people. Like, I'm the same way. I love socializing. My partner's always been like, yeah, this guy's like fucking social butterfly, because I just love it. I love making connections. I love getting people together to host things. Like, that's my personality. But there's not many who opened up to that, because I think they, like I was saying, like, they fear what was the intention behind it. And are you excited for the Friends reunion?
I didn't watch.
You don't watch Friends?
Shit. No, I never watched.
Oh, Friends. My God. It's your age.
No, I couldn't get into. I've given it so many opportunities. I have a bunch of friends my age that are into Friends. And I'm just like, I don't find it humorous.
No.
I don't know.
Were you a SpongeBob?
Oh, hell fuck yeah.
You were?
Yes.
I was never a SpongeBob.
What?
I was a Rugrats. I saw your Rugrats there.
Okay, well, yeah, Rugrats, it's not as comical as SpongeBob. SpongeBob, if you watch SpongeBob now, which, just to bring our conversation into full circle, to bring it back to that little game we were playing earlier. So if you watch SpongeBob now as an adult, you're like, oh shit, there are a lot of, like, cryptic messages and a lot of, like, adult jokes woven within the scripts of SpongeBob.
No, I know that, but did you like how they turned and they finally said that he was gay?
I mean, like, well, I come on. We always knew SpongeBob was gay. The lashes, his really mannerisms. Know? Yes, it takes one to know one.
You really thought it? Always?
Yes.
I never thought it.
Oh my God, come on.
Do you think Tommy Pickles was gay?
No. Tommy, no.
But they didn't come out and say that Tommy Pickles.
No, he's not. I was just throwing that one out there.
No, Tommy, there were, you know what? Actually, Rugrats is very homophobic because there are no LGBTQ characters within there, except for maybe Phil and Lil's mom.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Major lesbian.
Wasn't she lesbian?
No, but she was married to Howard.
It doesn't matter. Do you know how many people are married together?
I know, of course, but she's like true feminist. She's even wearing the female symbol on her sweater and whatnot, so she could just easily be a feminist. But I mean, Charlotte Pickles could have been a lesbian, a power lesbian. Totally. But yeah, no. So
Charlotte Pickles.
Jonathan. So we were playing a game earlier called.
Yes, we were. Did we only get through one round?
We only got through one round. Yeah, but I want to close off with this because we've been going on for a hot minute now.
This is like episode 2, season 2.
Yeah, yeah. So one thing, and it's funny because you mentioned it. Well, because the VHS tape is there. And I love talking about, but something that we're big kids now, a part of the game, we're big kids now, but that's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
Free Willy. Have you watched Free Willy recently?
Not recently, but I always loved Free Willy.
Okay. When was the last time you watched Free Willy?
Oof, no. I'm going to say years ago.
Years, like in your childhood?
Probably, yeah. Sixth grade?
Okay. Maybe. All right. So I watched Free Willy the other night because it was like recommended either by Netflix or Hulu or whatever. I'm like, fuck it, let me watch Free Willy.
What were you watching that they recommended Free Willy?
I don't know.
I don't know. All right, go ahead, continue.
So, pass me the tequila, please.
Here we go.
So, I was watching Free Willy, and I remember Free Willy being this magnificent movie about a child who befriends a whale that's being held captive at a zoo, an aquarium, whatever.
Did you think you could talk to whales after that movie?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Right? I remember going to Mammy's Aquarium and standing at the window and being like,
yes! Guys, I wish you saw that face right now. God, priceless.
So, yes, I did speak to animals at the time.
I felt the same way. Like, yeah. I felt like it made you believe that, yes, now you could talk to them. You could rub things and try to get their, like, to understand your noises. Like, it was so weird.
I mean, I do that with my cats, but so close enough. So, I was watching Free Willy, and I remember Free Willy being this movie about, yeah, all the shit that I just said. I'm not going to repeat myself. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's all I remember from the movie. But
what
then
the fuck?
That's all I remember from the movie.
Go. Yeah, go.
But then when I watched it as an adult, I'm sitting here watching and I'm seeing how the plot unfolds. And basically it starts with this man who owns an aquarium, a zoo or whatever. And he has this giant whale in this giant tank. And he's complaining about how this whale is a huge liability. And this whale isn't making it any money because it hasn't been trained. And because blah, 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 blah. And then the upkeep of the tank and this, that, and the third. So then at some point in the film, you know, this little boy comes and he starts playing with the whale and blah, 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 and magic happens. Lovely.
Pure magic.
But then, you know, the kid decides that, you know, he's going to do a show with the whale. And then the whale was like being defiant and all this other stuff. And the show went to shit. And then there are all these kids like crowding around the aquarium and they're smashing on the window. And then all of a sudden, like a screw comes loose.
Oh, and I remember that scene, yes.
Yeah, and then one of the guys who was like a shareholder in the for the zoo goes to the owner of the zoo. He's like, hey, let's commit insurance fraud and make it seem like the whole tank emptied out by accident, therefore killing the whale. Therefore, we're going to get all this money back. So basically, the movie's about insurance fraud. Yeah. And I don't think that's okay. You know,
a kid, you would have never known that.
No, as a kid, I'm like, oh my God, here's a kid.
We're going to save the whale.
He's like, save the fucking whale. Take it to the fucking ocean. But no, here you have these fuckers who are like teaching people how to commit insurance fraud.
Florida. That's Florida.
That's Florida for you. Where did Free Willy take place? That was like Maine
was
or
it
Washington.
Like Maine?
That
I want
like
to say Maine.
I think it was Washington. Washington State.
Do they?
Yeah.
I was thinking more Boston-ish.
No, or maybe Maine. It was like one of those states in like either the Northeast or the Northwest. One of them. Irregardless. That movie's fucked up.
It's pass me the box.
Did you watch all three Free Willys?
No, and I'm so glad I didn't.
So you only stopped at one, even when I was you were a kid?
Mm-hmm. Listen, even as a kid, I knew that sequels to movies were shit. No. That's how I knew I was gay.
Home Alone.
Okay, that's different. Yeah. Pure magic, you will cheer. Willie is a magnificent orca whale confined in a too small tank at Pacific Northwest Aquatic Park. At night, Willie cries out to his family that frolics in the nearby bay.
It was totally like that. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how he cries. Look it up. No one understands his cries and moods. No one except a 12-year-old boy who knows what it's like to be without a family. That's right, the kid was an orphan. Free Willy is a heartwarming and touching story about the friendship that develops between a boy and a whale.
What?
A whale.
What's a whale?
A whale.
A whale's the whale.
Yeah. When the boy learns of the unfortunate plans in store for his friend, he carries out a plan of his own, racing against time to return Willy to his natural habitat. Critics have hailed Free Willy as irresistible entertainment, and audiences everywhere love the film's biggest star, Keiko. Yes. Oh my god, that song's making me cry.
Oh my god. Right? Can you read the line in the front of the movie? Read the line in the front.
The most rousing family adventure since E.T. Family Warner Brothers Entertainment presents Free Willy. How far would you go for a friend? A 12-year-old street kid, a 3-ton orca whale, a friendship you could never imagine, an adventure you'll never forget.
Coming to all theaters this summer.
It's straight to VHS, please. Totally.
I loved that movie, especially when that song played. When that song played, because I love Michael Jackson, obviously. Uh-huh. When that song...
Michael Jackson loved you at some point, I'm
sure. Do you think he did?
Oh, yeah, you're a little boy.
I think I would have been such good friends with him.
Sure.
Would you have wanted to go to Adventure... What is it? Neverland?
Neverland Ranch. You know what? I wish my parents sent me there. We could be rich by now.
No lie. But did you watch the documentary? Did you see that place? We're going to go into so many tangents.
That place.
Yes, the Neverland Ranch. It was beautiful.
The new documentary that came out.
The one that they showed everything on how it looked... And the whole house, the mansion, everything.
No, I haven't seen that, no.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful. Like, it's a dream. Every kid would have wanted to go there.
Absolutely.
Probably would have wanted to get touched. I don't care, but I don't even know what.
Michael Jackson touched me.
Did he?
No, he touched my heart.
That's the kid in school. Yes, Free Willy.
Yeah, Free Willy. So, anyway, guys.
That's it.
Guys... This has been such a fun episode.
I don't know how you're going to edit this.
This is going to be a challenge because we were all over the place, but I hope you guys really enjoyed this. I mean, this was the power of two podcasters, you know, coming into one.
Mm-hmm. For you guys, bringing all audiences together. We hope you've enjoyed everything that you've heard. We want to make sure that you like, subscribe, and follow our show. Can I tell you that you have a way of getting serious with your voice real fast?
Oh.
I heard earlier, and I wanted to make a note about it, but I'm like, look at how all of a sudden, you know, Free Willy. All of a sudden, you just change your tone, and it's hilarious. I love it.
You know, it's further dramatic.
Right
effect.
There, you see. And that was with cheese in his mouth and all, guys. Mm-hmm. But I hope you guys have enjoyed yourselves, because I've enjoyed myself. Like, it's been a great show.
It has. I can't believe we've...
Are you getting the ratings in? I think I'm getting the ratings. I think this is number one. Oh, my God. Wow. This is number one?
Oh, my God. We just broke the internet.
This is what we do, guys.
We just broke the podcast
network.
You're
listening to...
Yes, bro.
And we're Big Kids Now together. And I hope you guys have enjoyed this because I've loved it.
Oh, I loved it. This was so much fun. I can't wait to do it again.
Trust me, reoccurring whenever you want.
Yes. So guys, like, subscribe, donate, show your tits, whatever.
The donation's just for his school fund, guys.
Please. Uncle Joe isn't coming through.
But be sure to follow him on Instagram. It's now yesbro_.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure. Why'd you change it?
Branding purposes.
You don't want your name out there, though?
No. My name is on my profile anyway. And okay. I figured, like, when I'm in situations like this, it's a lot easier for me to just be like, follow me on yaaas.bro_. Instead of Jonathan, Jonathan dot FMAROTTO.
You forgot your name for a second.
Yeah, I did. I was like,
Maroto.
Yeah.
But yes, also follow him. Follow me.
Yes, please.
Joe Alexander. No, the Joe Alexander. Don't follow Joe Alexander because that's my nemesis.
Yeah, no.
He was on one of my episodes. But it's the Joe Alexander. And you can follow me subscribing on my Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon. Jonathan's going to close us out, I guess. I don't know how you close us out. How do you close us out?
I don't even know. But yeah, guys, thanks for listening.
With a great ending. Do you have like a final thought? Oh, you know what? Let's end it with the way I ended.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Let's go. But we're going to do with my final question. So our final questions. Are you ready, Jonathan?
I'm ready.
All right. So what makes you happy?
Shit. My cats.
Your cats, really?
Yeah. They make me happy.
You love just being with them?
I love every looking at them.
Licking them?
Looking at
oh,
them.
Oh, looking at them.
And licking them from
time. Have you ever licked them?
I have, yeah.
I think cats usually like that. Like when they play with them and you like lick them.
Yeah, and I brush them with my beard.
Love it.
Yeah.
Ooh, you get really like intent with them. If you can give yourself, your younger self, one piece of advice, what would it have been?
Fuck the haters.
Mm-hmm. Do you deal with that a lot? Even to today?
I do, yeah.
Do you block them or do you let them stay there?
I let them stay there. Enjoy the show.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't stand it. But last one is, when you leave this earth, which word would best describe your life?
Yes, bro.
And that's the way we end, guys. I love you.
All right, bye, guys. Love you. Love you all, Joe. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This was awesome. Let's do it again. Bye.